fears are rising over resident staff workers employed at Washington, D.C.'s largest coronavirus hotspot, the White House. Ai-Jen Poo, the director of the National Domestic Workers Alliance, said in a statement, quote, "The outbreak of coronavirus at our highest level of government highlights the urgent need to provide essential worker protections and comprehensive COVID relief for all of us," she said. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reports two of President Trump's military aides tested positive. The aides act as valets who always travel with the president, carrying nuclear launch codes and a briefcase known as the nuclear football. Trump took the football with him to Walter Reed Hospital over the weekend, where he was administered the steroid dexamethasone, which has been linked to grandiose delusions and psychosis in some patients. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists wrote in response, quote, "To state the obvious, we should not entrust nuclear launch authority to someone who is not fully lucid," unquote.